Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Otis Kingsman, and in today's episode, we'll be springing the solution to this question from listener Mark.
In the early 1960s, my high school teacher in Canberra, Mr. Turnbull, asked the class, if a compressed spring is dissolved in acid, where does the potential energy go? And confessed that he did not know the answer. I still want to know. What do you think?
Where indeed? When a spring is compressed, energy is stored as potential energy, so that when the spring is released, it is converted into movement or kinetic energy, and the spring bounces back. But what would happen to that energy if the spring was destroyed while compressed? Physics scientist Dr. Martin Buzzer from the University of Hull is here to help us make sense of it.
Well, when you compress a spring, what's actually happening at an atomic level is that you are compressing the interatomic bonds that link the atoms making up the spring. So basically, the potential energy of the spring is, if you like, is stored in the potential energy of the interatomic bonds. And what happens is that when you dissolve the spring with acid, you're basically destroying that bond, and therefore the potential energy that's stored in the bonds is released or is converted into kinetic energy of the atoms and molecules. In other words, the atoms and molecules move faster.
Kinetic energy is a primary way to release energy. So the breaking of the molecular bonds by the acid causes the energy to be released as heat.
And this loss of potential energy and kinetic energy of large objects into heat, in fact, happens in everyday life. We see it all the time. For example, if you drop a basketball from a height and it bounces, it never quite bounces back to the original height. And the reason for that is that when the basketball hits the ground, that collision is not perfectly elastic. So some of the kinetic energy is lost, and it's lost as heat into the environment, so that when it bounces back, it doesn't quite reach the same height as when you dropped it.
Heat occurs whenever energy is released, and this could lead to a very drastic consequence.
All that potential energy is contributing to the heat death of the universe, essentially. And technically, we say that we are increasing the entropy of the universe, or maybe the disorder of the universe.
We are constantly releasing energy through heat that we can't get back. And eventually, there'll be no energy left to be converted. Fortunately, that shouldn't happen for at least another few thousand years.
So basically, the potential energy of spring is converted into, when you dissolve it, is converted into kinetic energy of atoms and molecules. So that's basically, it's lost as heat. That's what we call heat.
Thank you once again to Dr. Martin Buzzer for helping us find the solution. Next week, we'll be finding the aromatic answers to this question from listener Tim.
Why can't my partner smell certain strong odours when in the countryside? She can smell manure, but is immune to smelling certain potent flowers and herbs.
If you at home have a question, submit it to our forum, nakedscientists.com/forum. Send it to our website, nakedscientists.com, or email us at chris@nakedscientists.com. I'm Otis Kingsman. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.